Lesson 8. Okay, now we go to Lesson 8. And this lesson in positive parenting is about how to use the universal ancestral forms, positive fierceness, tenderness, playfulness, to creatively meet the challenge of any difficult connections you have with your child. Okay. So to explore this, I'm going to ask you to begin by identifying some parenting challenge, some place of stuckness that you're feeling with your child. And you can use this basic form. When my child does X, I feel stuck. When my child gets angry, when my child doesn't follow instructions, I feel stuck. When my child doesn't want to talk to me, when my child is sad, what is it that your child does that triggers you? In the positive hypnosis language, we would say that is the sort of hypnosis technique, so to speak, that your child uses to put you into a negative hypnosis state. Isn't that nice? To know that your child does hypnosis on you. So what I want to teach you is how to change that negative hypnosis state that you have as a parent when your child does whatever that triggering behavior is, and make it a positive hypnosis state. Sounds like a good idea, don't you think? Okay, so we're going to start again with that, identifying that challenge. What's the trigger? What does your child do that creates that negative hypnosis state that makes you feel stuck, that makes you feel upset? And visualize them doing it, saying, ah, okay, that's what my child is bringing into the relationship. Let's see how I can deal with it with positive hypnosis. How do we do that? Well, let's start by developing a positive parenting hypnosis state. Remember, before you trust yourself to think, before you allow yourself to act, come back to your positive parenting state. Get a connection with yourself. Find a place to feel your feet on the ground. Find a way to remember the images, the words that you use to create a positive state of inner peace. Come back to inner peace. Come back to relaxation. Come back home to positive connection. Breathe into the earth. Feel the connection to the positive ancestors. Draw the connection to earth up through your body. Open your mind to the heaven. Feel yourself in a nice, standing under a nice shower. Release any places where you feel negative emotion, stress. Feel the shower, the waterfall from above, cleanse you, release you, awaken your peacefulness once again. Feel the connection to your heart, mind, smile. Even deeper than my connection to my child, I feel the connection to my heart, mind, smile. touch it with your mind. I see you. Welcome. I love you. Feel the connection to your belly mind. Touch it. Smile. Even more than your connection to your child, feel the connection to you. Good. Now let's start. I'm going to ask you, as you breathe into that connection, remember that representative of positive fierceness. Remember that image you had that allowed you to step into, find the posture, make the movement, smile. Feel the motion. I can be positively fierce. Feel that somatic model, that physical posture. I can be positively fierce. Smile. Make the movement. And then as you do, then imagine your child. Imagine your child in that triggering state. But as you imagine your child in that triggering state, keep moving in that somatic model of positive fierceness. Make it like a dance and explore. As you connect to, I can be connected to positive fierceness, smiling. And then watch yourself explore how to interact with your child as they go through that response, keeping your parenting state, allowing yourself to see if I bring positive fierceness with a smile, with a sense of happiness. What ideas do you get how to do things differently? Don't contribute to the problem. Open up new possibilities. Dance all the way maybe around your child. Do a sort of a circle, a positive, fierce smile. Not looking to hurt them, just looking to bring a positive fierceness. A positive light, a fierceness. Say, oh, what can I bring through positive fierceness that would be helpful? And then when you circle around them, breathe, release. Now let's try positive playfulness. So remember that representative who is a good model for you, for playfulness, strong. Creative playfulness. Who is a model? And step into that model, become them, and let yourself begin to make a movement of positive playfulness. Smile. Let your eyes and your mind be happy. Positive playfulness. And now imagine your child doing that triggering behavior, that negative hypnosis trigger. This time, bring the positive hypnosis, positive playfulness. Move, dance, and see as you bring that energy, those connections, those resources, positive playfulness. Discover new ways to engage with your child. Stay playful, stay positive, stay smiling. New ways. You can dance around them. I can bring positive playfulness, strong, creative playfulness into this connection. See what new possibilities emerge. And make that circle. And then tune to your third resource, energy, kindness, and tenderness. Remember, who is a representative? Who is an example? Who is a model for strong, positive tenderness? And let yourself take on that physical posture. Let yourself take on that somatic model. Let yourself feel inside, I can feel a connection to kindness and tenderness, strong. Smile. Smile. And bring that smiling, strong, kind tenderness. And then imagine your child, in whatever behavior used to trigger you, and extend that positive, strong, centered kindness. And see what happens when you bring kindness. When you extend kindness and tenderness into that connection. Good. And then let yourself move through all the energies. This is sort of a dance. I can smile, and whenever my child triggers me, I can remember to positively trigger myself, to positive parenting. And then find the three movements. Positive fierceness, smile. Positive playfulness, smile. Positive kindness, smile. And then find which helpful communication is able to break the negativity and reconnect with the positivity. You're a good parent. Use these energies, positive fierceness, positive tenderness, positive playfulness, smile, connection to your heart. Feel the sense of knowing this is the strength and the authenticity of who you are as a positive parent. Practice. Use it well. Keep returning to it again and again and again. That's the end of lesson 8. I hope this is helpful to you. Bye-bye.